It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Laurie Robinson. Sports Radio 1019 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Welcome to a really short version of the program. Laurie Robinson here with you. Rami behind the glass. C-Mac for your overnight. Phone lines open, 888-808-1019. Crazy bananas Sunday in sports here in the New York metropolitan area. Of course, headlined by the Mets and postseason baseball. And, well, they lose 7-6 to the Phillies. Series tied 1-1. And the crazy thing about these Mets, they have me believing so much. I thought they would win that ball game. I thought the Mets would win at every point in that game until the final out. I thought the Mets would win this game. And when I took a step back, and I was super disappointed that they lost, because they have me believing that much, which is weird from a Met fan perspective, that you actually are so bought into this team to think that they're in every game, that they're going to win every game. But of course they're not. You never were going to sweep. And brutally disappointing to lose that baseball game, because it could have virtually sewn up the series against the Phillies. And now it's anybody's series again. But look, the classic, if I told you going into Philadelphia that the Mets, with Zach Wheeler on the mound for game one, that the Mets were going to get a split and come back to Citi Field with a split, you would have signed up in a heartbeat. Just super disappointing with the way this ball game went down and how awesome it was. An absolutely back and forth classic ball game. And this Mets team and Mark Vientos, what can you say? Kid's 24 years old. Really, you know, obviously his first full season, not even first full season in the big leagues, because they sent him down and didn't give him the job for a couple of months. Hits 27 home runs in the regular season. All he does is hit two home runs against the Phillies in that cauldron, in the most pressure-filled spots. And hit a ball that was up at his neck and somehow managed to send it over the fence for a two-run home run. Incredible stuff. And a postseason star born there for the Mets and coming through for this team. And Brandon Nimmo, just when the Mets took the haymaker from the Phillies and they tie it up and it's 3-3, and there, what happens? Nimmo responds, home run, line drive, and the answer, and the Mets go back on front. And if you want a second guess, you know, Carlos Mendoza, if you want to second guess pitching changes and how he managed or whatever, it was clear that a couple of guys in that bullpen of his high leverage guys in Stanek and in Maton, that he didn't want to use them. So I can't kill the decisions. Players just didn't come through. And Edwin Diaz, if you want to have criticism, Rami and I were talking about this. Look, the way they pitch to Bryce Harper, if you're going to just pitch around him so much and you don't want to pitch to him, give the intentional walk. Don't waste bullets. Don't waste pitches, especially for a guy like Edwin Diaz that's thrown 130 pitches in the last week. Used to throwing, you know, being a one-inning guy, and now he's thrown 130 pitches in the last week. Don't waste pitches if you're going to pitch around somebody. So, Phillies are a really good team. Playing in Philadelphia, they're a great team. They play much better at home. And Mets fans, if you're disappointed, like I am, with the loss on Sunday, you look ahead now. You get a day off. They finally come home. And Citi Field better be bonkers. I am certain it will be. Bonkers, loud, bananas. Put the pressure back on the Phillies with the intensity of the crowd. But Sean Manaea, pitching at home with an extra day of rest, has an opportunity to rewrite some of his postseason history. He was okay in Milwaukee, not special, after having had an ace-like second half of the season for the Mets. Well, then it's time. Step up, pitch like an ace with that extra day of rest. And you go up against an Aaron Nola, and Mets fans, look, you know Nola, really good pitcher, could have a lights out game, but it's not like he's been someone who has dominated the Mets. Two games against the Mets this season, Aaron Nola. Two games, 13.1 innings, gave up 10 hits, 6 earned runs. Two games, 4.05 ERA. I mean, it's fine, but it's not dominant lights out stuff. He can be, but doesn't have to be. So, yeah, you got to believe. This team has shown you every reason to continue to believe in the magical Mets and to continue that ride. Let's go to Steve in Rockland. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, Lori, you know, I was thinking that the Phillies out-meted the Mets today. You know?
Well, the Phillies, just remember, this is a Phillies team that's gone to the World Series.
As,
yeah, they're a terrific team. They're filled with stars. And so to think that they were going to somehow lay down and die with all that talent on that team, no, they're not.
No, and here's something else that I was wondering how you feel about it. You know, I got my first look at Carl Anthony Towns in the Knick uniform this evening, and I was watching the game, and I'm not. This isn't about.
You know what? I love you, and thanks very much. And I couldn't be more excited, frankly, about Carl Anthony Towns in a Knick uniform. But I got a few minutes, and Mets playoffs and Giants and Jets both today versus Carl Anthony Towns in a preseason game. So where he played, I don't know, 15 minutes or something. So yes, love it, happy. Not the topic for tonight, but thank you. So here's the thing. Also, Mets fans, if you're disappointed and you're looking ahead, so there's Aaron Nola, two games against the Mets this season, this lineup, pitched to an ERA over 4 in two games. And then the other thing I think you would look at is Mets with an exhausted bullpen. There's no doubt about that. We know. Exhausted bullpen. Yes. And after, look, had the doubleheader in Philadelphia, the series actually before that, the series in Milwaukee where the Mets have to win that last game with David Peterson on the mound. Then they have to fly for the doubleheader, as we know, to Atlanta. Then they go back to Milwaukee for that series and, the elimination game, and all of that and having to use this bullpen. And then you got to fly right to Philadelphia and take on this Phillies team. And with all of that, the Mets get a day of rest. They get to come home and sleep in their beds. And the strength of this Phillies team, obviously Zach Wheeler and the incredible starting pitching, but the Mets have shown that they can hit the bullpen of the Phillies and these elite bullpen arms, all-star arms, elite closer. Mets have shown in this series, the two obvious ones, Strom and Hoffman, the two all-star relief pitchers for the Phillies. Right now, Strom has an ERA in this series, in the postseason, in the series, of 36. So that's his ERA right now. And if you saw Strom's face in the dugout after he gave up that Mark Vientos home run on a pitch that was up, at Vientos' chin and over the fence, he looked... His eyes were a little glassy. Like, he looked a little, kind of shell-shocked there. And I'm sure, obviously, the fact that the Phillies came back, I'm sure, helps him. But how confident can Strom be facing this Mets lineup moving forward? And then you got Hoffman. Right now, he's pitching to an ERA of 81 against the Mets in this series. Now, super small sample sizes, but it's not like those guys can feel great. And then you get Kerkering, another outstanding relief player with elite stuff, great stuff. And, it's more normal, but it's a 5.4 ERA in this series. Ruiz, a 9 ERA in this series. So these are big arms in that Phillies bullpen that, can't feel super confident moving forward. Now, you can say the same if you want about Edwin Diaz, but I feel like with Diaz, right now, I think he's tired. I think he needs a day off. You roll the dice with Diaz. With Diaz, it's more of, is this going to be a day where the mechanics are good and he gets up there and he feels good about the fastball and he has fastball relative for him command and he can throw it over the plate? Because if he can, then really hard to hit. And it's a crapshoot with him. But it's not like he had his best stuff and the Phillies jumped all over him. He didn't. He was tired. He's thrown 130 pitches in the last week. He needs a day off. But there's a lot to be positive and hopeful for, I think, for Mets fans. But there's no doubt this game, just haymaker after haymaker. And the Mets are going to have to figure out a better approach and how they want to handle Bryce Harper. Superstar in Harper. And that was obviously the difference in this ballgame. And I can't even kill Mendoza for... with Severino, you could say with Luis Severino, who was pitching an absolutely beautiful ball game, like, did he leave him in too long to give that up? But again, when you have a bullpen that's been on fumes and Severino looks so good, and so often we kill managers because we say, how come they took the guy out? You took him out too soon, all this sort of stuff. But they're going to have to figure out what to do about Bryce Harper. The Mets have a Bryce Harper problem. And are they going to continue to just walk him? In which case, don't waste the pitches. Just put him on. Are you going to do that? Or are you going to, if base is empty, are you going to take your chances and pitch to the guy? But anyway, Mets fans, brutal, tough loss, yes. But this team still showed the same fight and the comeback ability and all the things you love, and they beat up on that Phillies bullpen. And now Sean Manaea, Aaron Nola, and the Mets have played well against Nola this season. So we'll see. OMG. Hopefully they'll keep that going. Meanwhile, C-Mac's got a ton for you. Abysmal job by the Jets offense in London. They lay an egg in a stinker. Aaron Rodgers, would you sit him a week and get him healthy? And the Giants win in Seattle. Have a great night, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.